Com.
They told us to go out to the side of the building where Bloomingdale's is, and we were waiting, and then they never told us to come back in.
Welcome to America Tonight, kicking off the week here with all of you across this great nation. Kate Delaney, hoping you had a fabulous one. This is the tail end of February. Finally, we are creeping in to March. What you just heard there was a shopper talking about the shocking thing that happened with this carbon monoxide poisoning case. It was a restaurant in a Long Island mall. About 26 people had to be treated, then they were released. But imagine this, emergency crews rush to the Whitman shops, is what they're called, in Huntington Station after there were reports that a woman just collapsed in the basement of a restaurant, Legal Seafoods. So when they get there, boom, automatically, they're dizzy, they're swaying. I mean, emergency guys with all their stuff, and they immediately figured out what it was, carbon monoxide. So they evacuated the restaurant, found the manager who was actually unconscious in the basement, took him to the hospital as soon as they could, and he died as a result of that. They pronounced him dead almost immediately upon getting there. There was now a sign on the door saying that the building is condemned, it's unsafe, unfit, all that kind of stuff. They found a leak in the flue pipe of the water heater. So what does that mean? They send a summons to the restaurant for bad equipment, faulty equipment, and it's like a $2,000 fine. Imagine the people that could have died as a result of this, because you can't tell carbon monoxide, right? There's no odor. It's no color. And they didn't have a carbon monoxide detector, which is not required because it's only required when it's a place where people sleep. And they've had their annual inspection. In fact, it was coming up for an annual inspection. As a precaution, they closed, you know, they shut off the gas line that was shared by a couple of other places. So now it's plumbers fixing leaks and that kind of stuff. But what a terrible, terrible tragedy. The carbon monoxide. You wonder if it's just now the codes should be jacked up and that it's inadequate if you don't have them in a commercial space because of this. Think of the safety checks at restaurants. And so, you know, you go in a year ago, it's fine. Boom. Then this freaky thing happens. And how would you possibly know it? I mean, how would you possibly know it? And this guy was a pretty popular guy, the guy that died. So they're even saying that we're going to get grief counselors to meet with the family, the friends, the restaurant people, because we're in shock. I mean, we're completely in shock. So we realize that our people need our help. But it does raise the question. I mean, what do you think? You go out to eat and who knows? You have no idea. Some freaky, weird leak in a pipe. I'm not saying that it's widespread, but maybe it's a simple little thing that might be worth throwing in there. Some people have them in their houses because they're afraid of that. There have been a few accidents that have happened, not on purpose, sadly, nobody noticing it. Not noticing it. It's a wrap. That's the Olympics. Yep, it's wrapped up. $51 billion, give or take, spent on the extravaganza in Sochi, Russia. Vladimir Putin must be excited beyond belief because the Russians took the most medals. So they led the pack. In fact, the U.S. really kind of lagged in this Winter Games. It was tough for the U.S. 20% lower than it was in 2010 when they had hit like 37 medals. 28 instead, 33 for Russia. So a couple of people that should have medaled, didn't medal. Speed skating was a huge disaster. Usually, of winter sports, it's historically great for the U.S. This year, it was mostly about fighting about the racing suits they were wearing. So I'd say, is the glass half empty? For some it is. For some. So let's hope the summer games aren't quite the same thing. And usually we do better in the summer games, but still, wow. Tough year for the U.S. in the winter games. And like I said, Vladimir Putin, the happiest guy around. Why? Because Russia wins the most medals. Oh, my. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? And then, while you may have been snoozing and enjoying the weekend, did you know the world's most notorious drug lord was picked up in, of all places, Fufi Mazatlan, a beach town that caters to tourists, especially from the U.S., in a crappy condo by the beach? Are you kidding me? How does that happen? Lots and lots of wiretaps, lots and lots of information. I mean, this was a guy who was so paranoid. They had thick doors and tunnels that covered up everything. They had massive tunnels leading to all kinds of places. Joaquin Guzman. His nickname, translated into English, is Shorty. But he was able to elude capture for so long, and he was the king of the cartels. King of the cartel leaders. In the Sinaloa cartel, he was the man. But this was DEA, ICE, a lot of U.S. help on this one. In fact, it was an ICE wiretap that probably nailed him. Probably nailed him. They had phone lines they were dumping constantly, which is crazy. This is a guy who escaped from a prison in 2001. They have been after him for 13 years. And they find him in a crappy condo in Mazatlan. It is almost shocking. Because he was surrounded by so many people in such an arsenal. And for them to get him there, to nail him there, is incredible. Incredible. And that he ended up that way, too. Not ended up in some kind of a gunfight or anything like that. I mean, they just cuffed him, got him, and that was it. And they're trying to extradite him to the United States. Wouldn't that be great if they could do that? At least for a while, I think this cripples the Sinaloa guys, which is a good thing because of the outrageous amount of drugs that are coming into the U.S. from that direction. And it still is very mind-boggling, and I'm sure there are agents sitting around still celebrating for making this happen over the weekend. Whew. What a bust. Huge. Coming up next, we're talking about the winter blues with my pal Bev. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
The amounts of snow, especially for my old hometown, Philadelphia, New Jersey, how it's been the third snowiest winter there, and everybody's calling in to tell us their horror stories of having to clear yet another pile of snow on the driveway or sidewalks or, you know, whatever. So something that's been flying around, a couple of things. There's been snow rage, which is so, so scary. But there's also been people that have been affected by something called seasonal affective disorder or SAD. And in some cases, it gets so severe that they become really, really depressed and find it even tough to function. So how do we lift ourselves out of this? What a perfect time to talk to Bev Flaxington, who's the author of Self-Talk for a Calmer You and Understanding Other People, The Five Secrets to Human Behavior. Bev, we have a little secret about you. I understand that you're traveling and you just left the Sunshine State, Florida, to arrive in New England. But you have a good attitude, don't you?
Yes, you know, I feel that the only way to get through this is keep a good attitude. One of my favorite quotations I say over and over again is, this too shall pass. And in fact, it will pass. It just seems like it's taking a really long time this year.
Yeah, no kidding. What are some of the things that people can do to get over this whole winter blues blah thing?
Well, you know, the reality is that for a lot of people, they do become very depressed. They're trapped inside. You know, physically, it can be exhausting. I mean, the shoveling examples you gave, you know, people can feel worn out. They can't get outside. They're not able to take a walk. So what we have to do is look at the obstacles we can control, right? So we can't magically make it all go away. So what are some of the things that we can do? Well, it starts with identifying things that we actually like to do that we can do during the winter months. So being prepared is one important thing. Is there a hobby that you like? Is there, you know, the season shows that you haven't got to watch that maybe you buy on DVD and you can just snuggle up inside and be able to watch them? Phone calls, you know, list of people that you don't get to talk to, you never have time, that you can make phone calls to. It's thinking about those things that you enjoy that when the weather's good, you probably don't get as much chance to do. So turning it into a positive and taking advantage of it is one idea.
Yeah, boy, that's a good way to look at it. Absolutely. I love that, especially now because you probably know this. They call it binge watching, and people can download the series they haven't had a chance to see. And I guess if you kind of made that a special deal, that would be a one way to perk you up. There's no question about that. And this is going to be a long winter, too, because, you know, the groundhog, that whole thing of the groundhog seeing the shadow or not seeing Punxsutawney Phil, that led to 6 more weeks of winter. So is there also something to not, you know, putting it out of your mind? You know, when you have something that you want to do and you make it, it's maybe not a big deal, but then you turn it into even a bigger deal and you dread it so much. There's that thing that you talk yourself out of whatever it is that you have to do and you make it that much harder. Do you think people do that?
Oh, so critically important. And this is when I talk about self-talk, I think this is one of those things that we're so very unaware of. You summed it up so beautifully, because what you can do is you can look outside. I am looking at piles of snow right now, and you can say, oh my gosh, what am I doing living here? And when is this winter ever going to go away? And how am I going to ever be able to do the things I want to do? You know, we tend to have these conversations with ourselves in absolutes, like this is it. You know, this is just my life forever. And so we really do have to catch ourselves doing that and change that dialogue to say, look, it's winter, right? Some winters are worse than others, but there are things I can do. There are steps I can take, and this is going to go away. This is going to end. We've got to catch ourselves doing it, be able to stop. I have a technique I call the stop technique, where you put a red stop sign up in your head, or you can say it out loud to yourself, stop. Just stop ruminating negatively about this and just start to talk to yourself in more neutral terms. I mean, the snow is going to melt. It is going to get warmer at some point. So you can talk to yourself and say, I can either have the choice to wallow in this and talk about how terrible it is, or I can find the opportunities to do some things even now that will make me happy. It really is our choice, but we don't execute our right to choose. We got to catch ourselves with that negative talk and change that around.
Yeah, Bev, I find that people are wallowing more than ever. I mean, worse than before. Do you think that?
Oh, my goodness, yes. It's almost like kind of looking, right, for that opportunity, that negative trigger. You know, you get up in the morning, oh, my gosh, more snow. I mean, let's face it, we're not in control of this. This is Mother Nature. She's going to do her thing. The only thing we're in control of is our response to it. And so why do we choose that response that's going to drag us down and make it even worse? You know, we can't do anything about what's happening outside. We definitely can do something about what's happening inside ourselves.
Yeah, it's never too late, right? Because some people say, yeah, that sounds good, Bev, but haven't you ever heard that people don't really change?
You know what I like to say, though? This really is practice. So we tend to default to the negative talk because it's something we practice, right? Some of us have practiced it for decades. We are really good at it. You know, something bad happens, we trigger, we have that name. We are really practiced. So we've got to practice. And so, yes, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I may find myself cursing the snow, but that's my chance to say, wait a minute, I'm practicing a new behavior here. Let me talk to myself differently about this. I mean, it really is a conscious process we have to go through. And the more we do it, the easier it gets. But we do have to keep practicing. We can't just say, okay, one time, oh, it didn't work for me. Well, yeah, that's right, because you haven't given yourself enough chance to really make it work. 21 days of a new habit is what they say it actually takes for something to take hold. 21 consecutive days. So do it for 21 days and then see if it isn't changing your view on things.
Yeah, and I think that's true, too. If you can just get yourself, and there's your goal already, just make it in your head 21 days, and see what happens. And I think a lot of people would have success with that. One of the things that you talk about in your book is the 5 secrets to human behavior. Give us a sneak peek. What are some of those human behaviors you're talking about?
My favorite is secret number 1. It's all about me. And so therein lies a little bit of what we're talking about here, right? So we have these filters that we develop over time. It's our way of looking at the world. And so what we do tend to do is we filter things through this lens I call me. And so if I've been somebody that's just never enjoyed the cold, always cursed my parents for having me live here in New England, and, you know, I'm going to be more likely with the next snowfall to go into default mode where I'm just talking to myself about how awful it is. So we have to recognize that these filters are there and proactively, consciously take some steps to manage them differently. Because we can't always remove them, but we can manage them differently.
Yeah, that's a good one, boy. And you see that on display a lot. There is no question about that. Is there something, too, about sort of taking, and this goes along with a lot of what you've been saying, kind of, I don't know how to say this correctly, but you kind of step outside yourself and just watch really what's happening and pay more attention to the effect of what you're saying to the people around you?
It's beautiful. I call that the interested observer mode. That's exactly right. Interested observer. And you can go into that at any point. You know, we get drawn into situations with other people. You know, the snow rage you were talking about, or, oh my gosh, I want to just go wring my neighbor's neck because, you know, they plowed again in front of my driveway. We get into these dances with people, these negative relationship situations, and we always have the choice to kind of step outside, interested observer. Watch, you know, what am I doing? What's happening here? Is this the behavior I want to choose? And, you know, the thing about all this is most people, what we're talking about, they think they don't have choice, right? Well, of course I'm going to be depressed. There's so much snow. Well, of course I can't step outside of myself. I'm in that moment of rage. The fact of the matter is we can. I mean, we have the choice all the time. We just tend to make those choices that aren't as good for us.
Yeah. Bev, you know, you obviously wrote this book and we mentioned you were traveling and that kind of stuff. And you spent so many years in the investment business. Boy, I'll tell you what, I think you got a good background for that. When you're in the investment industry, you see the highs and the lows, don't you?
I like to say that the reason I'm able to write the things I do is I've lived it, learned, observed, definitely from practicing myself many of these things and figuring out which ones work really well and which ones I won't bother to put in the book.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. What a delight to have you on the show. We'll have to have you back on. Bev Flaxington, pick up the book, Self-Talk for a Calmer You and Understanding Other People, the 5 Secrets to Human Behavior. Bev, thanks for joining us.
No, it's my pleasure.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilup. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, the last weekend in February. A lot of what we talked about last week surrounded the Ukraine, and it's much different starting this week than it was last week. The president tried to leave the country Saturday night. Poof, gone. No one seems to know what happened to him. There's a lot of uncertainty. Things moving pretty fast. The parliament booted the president out and freed the big political rival in the middle of this from prison, and now they've scheduled elections for May in that country. So things turned all of a sudden after a couple of months of terrible discord and then a massive fire and demonstrators just killed in the Independence Square. So things have turned over in a very, very big way. In fact, there's a lot of conversation about, hey, where is the president? Where is he? He was supposedly somewhere near the Ukrainian border in a what they call pro-Russian stronghold. That's the last time they say they heard from the ex-president. Now, I guess you could say Yankovych is just gone. He tried to leave by plane, but they turned that away. So how interesting is that? In Kiev, they want to know where he is, and two of the top ministers do as well, but so far to no avail. What happened there last week was unbelievable. the clashes with the protesters and the people who were just tortured, beaten, crazy things, the Molotov cocktails, the what happened in that square that just didn't look human, actually. It looked fake almost. It looked like a movie set. It was so insane, the flames and smoke and what had happened there. So a lot of you had things to say about the Ukraine in your emails, and of course the mailbox was stuffed, so let's go check it.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Joe, who says, Kate, I've been listening to your stories, and I heard the guy who was on last week who talked about just being there, and it kind of made me feel creepy when he was saying that he was taken through the square area and everything was okay. He was talking to some of the people who weren't happy with what was going on, so the climate had changed, but then mentioned he wasn't even sure that some of the people who had been so courteous to him wasn't even sure if they were alive. Yeah, that was Luke Vargas, who comes on a bunch and works with what's happening in the UN and was over in the Ukraine just a week before things really exploded. And absolutely, he took us through some of the areas that he had been that he saw on fire and you know, really could not have believed what he saw after he had just been there. And it seemed as though, even though there was clashes, that certainly nothing like this was going to happen. So there was a whole bunch of things that played out that I already mentioned. The concessions, they actually started on Friday. Parliament approving the return of the 2004 Constitution, reinstating that it gives the president less power. That was one of the demands of the protesters. And that's when they were protesting for weeks. And you already heard me mention that now they're going to have these elections in May. So that's a good thing. Here's one, too, from Flo, who says, I really felt terrible for the people in Kiev. I have family members who live there. Thank goodness they're okay. But it was sad to see what happened, and the reaction to it, I think, was pretty swift, although it certainly doesn't offer much in the way of condolences to the people who were gunned down or tortured or anything else horrific that happened in the Ukraine. Sad to see that. And again, I feel fortunate that my family was okay. We had a hard time getting a hold of them, but eventually we learned that they were, and we were able to let out a collective sigh of relief. Yeah, so I've already told the story. It's interesting because Russia, there you are in Sochi, and they're busy with the Olympics, and then there is this Yankovich is trying to, he scrapped the European Union trade deal. He said, forget about it. That happened in the fall, and then was starting to look at Russia, and Russia was offering to give money to the Ukraine, you know, billions of dollars, and lower the gas prices, and that's what really sent the people into the streets, because Russia was pressuring them to crack down on the people that were protesting, and, you know, look how it all turned out, the consequences. Let's go in a different direction here and rifle through a couple more. Hear from Bob in Illinois. Kate, tired of the weather. We've been talking about it so much. Can't wait for spring, that's for sure. I'll be excited to see some baseball games and just get out of all of the snow and dealing with the potential of snow and high winds and the brutal things that we had to deal with. Not that we haven't seen this before, but it just seems like we're getting piled on this season, don't you think? Yeah, it depends on where you live. But the Midwest, cold temperatures, unbelievable temperatures. Sure, the snow, the sleet, the traffic jams in Raleigh and Atlanta, which made no sense. So, yeah, absolutely. Anthony says, snow, go away and come back no other day. I can't tell you how much cabin fever my family has had, Katie Kate, and how much we look forward to sunshine no matter how hot it gets. I will forever remember this winter, and I promise not to complain, even if we have days of 90-plus temps. Yeah, you know, that brings up that conversation. Would you rather be hot Would you rather be cold? I mean, as cold as you can possibly be or as hot as you can possibly be, which is the worst? And it depends on where you grew up and then where you primarily end up living, because you get used to the warm, temperatures. And when you get used to the warm temperatures, then it's tough to go back into the cold temps. But when and there is something to getting used to, because it's a cycle of life. You deal with it, even if it's unbelievably cold one winter or there's more snow than usual. But I don't know. I think when you're hot, there's ways to cool off. I mean, maybe this makes no sense. It seems like there's ways to cool off faster or something, or maybe it's because we have air everywhere or something. Not that there isn't heat, but heat, you know, it's like the thing about getting in the car. Heat takes longer to kick in, even with air, but there's ways to cool your body's temperature, I think, easier, at least for me, it seems that way. It's easier to do this. All right, this one is from Jake, who listens to us and emails constantly. From Austin, Kate, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Oh, baby. Daytona 500 was a little bit weak this time around because of a bunch of weather delays and those ugly accidents and stuff. But in the end, he did it. And that was key. He seemed so pumped up. It was nice to see him get a Daytona 500, get another one of those. So I have to say congratulations for that kind of race that he was able to hang on, because that's basically what he had to do at the end. Yeah, I guess 6 hours. So that was quite a delay. The 6 hours, with rain, weather, whatever, and a lot of cars being knocked out of it with the wrecks and stuff, but he won, and the Hendrick Motorsports team did. Denny Hamlin came in second. I want to say Jeff Gordon was like fourth, because I tuned into the tail end of this, and it was tough for sure. And he actually jumped on the lead, I guess, at lap 160, and he stayed there for the final 40. And that's the key. It's who leads in the tail end of this and hangs on. So he makes his own little history there by being able to do what he was able to do. And that's it's an impressive win for sure, because I think for Denny Hamlin, that would have been three for him, but he pushed him out of the way, and you never know when you're going to come back to one of these things. All right, quickly, let's see if I can squeeze in another one. This one from Mary, listening to us in Maine. Kate, I listened to the show over the weekend. Don't know if you know this or not, but Maria von Trapp died at the age of 99. The von Trapp family, you remember them. Sound of Music. She died in Vermont, so it was certainly a big deal in this area. Even though she was from Austria, she lived in Stowe, and she was the third oldest child, if you remember. There were seven all together. Yeah. Somebody said to me, hey, did you know that was a true story? Yeah, I knew that was a true story. So, absolutely. I guess that she was a missionary in New Guinea, and then she came to Vermont, and certainly she gave interviews here and there, and she she was one of the more vocal, I think, of the family in her younger years, getting out of all of that. And it is a true story, absolutely. All right, if you want to email us, you can do that. Send me your thoughts, events, whatever, americatonight.net.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore.
All right, just like Dale Jr., we're hitting that final straightaway as fast as we can as we skid out of this hour of America Tonight. This time next week, of course, we'll be throwing in a couple of those Academy Awards. After all, we do the cheap movie reviews. Any of the movies that I've seen in 2014 or 2013, really, will they pick up some of the big awards? You know, my favorite flick was American Hustle, just completely funny. When it comes out for $2, rent it. You won't be disappointed. I'm sure you'll find a few funny things in it anyway. Hey, if you want to chime in on the conversation, you certainly can. There was that carbon monoxide poisoning that happened at that restaurant in Long Island. So awful, and it brings to mind the question of, I don't know, does some of these places need to have those detectors? It doesn't cost a fortune to have one. Some people have them in their homes because they're freaked about it. They'll see something that happens in a neighboring town or in their own town where people are killed by carbon monoxide poisoning because of some strange leak. It's not an intentional thing, and it freaks them out. If you have this piece of equipment, it's like the smoke detector, and in restaurants it's not required, but if you had it, you wouldn't have the situation where you had the dead restaurateur and people walking into the restaurant and falling over from dizziness because it was so in their face and they realized what it was, meaning the emergency workers. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or you can just shoot me an email, Like, we just checked the mailbag, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. There, it's easy. You click on contact. And just like that, you're in. Just like that. So a couple of other things that happened, I think, that piqued my curiosity is some of the things that we've been talking about in the last couple of weeks, actually, and probably since I got back from Grenada and I was at the virology conference. Suddenly all these viruses are popping out at me. But there's a crazy thing happening in California. One, they were concerned about a measles outbreak because a lot of people that come in from Asia, a lot of Asians don't get vaccinated, and sometimes that spreads. So there was somebody, a student had come in, got a bad case of the measles, was riding the BART, which is the train. They were concerned that this would explode. But now there is this polio-like kind of illness, they say, that has paralyzed at least 5 kids in 1 year in California. And they're puzzled by this. They're researching it in San Francisco at the University of California there. Say it's very mysterious. And the kids that it was detected in, 2 to 16, it was detected in kids from ages 2 to 16, and it was detected from August of 2012 to July, this past July 2013. And what it's done is it's actually paralyzed some kids, paralyzed 5 kids specifically. Then the recovery is what they're calling marginal. Oh, so awful when these things happen and they try to figure out what it is, how this virus came to be. And is this something to be concerned about? And they're starting other cases popping up. They're starting to compare this unexplained paralysis. And 2 of the kids tested positive for human enterovirus 68, which was associated with polio kind of symptoms. But the 3 others didn't. So that's where they get into the problems of, wow, this is really disconcerting because we don't want to see this pop up in other places. Polio infections, if you remember reading about them or knowing anything about them, once paralyzed 20,000 people a year in the U.S., mostly kids, until the vaccine there. You can't deny that thing with the vaccine. I have a father-in-law that suffered from polio, and luckily he survived it. But you talk to him about it, talk to his family, and it was pretty scary to hear what they went through, what that was like going through it. And actually, he and his brother both had polio. So now here this virus is coming out, and they've had the similar outbreaks in Asia and Australia. So they're looking for what's causing the polio-like symptoms. And they're trying to, you know, quickly do as much research as possible. When you say polio and polio symptoms and paralyzed people, you know, kids paralyzed, that's pretty tough. Because when, you know, it's puzzling, you go and they have no answers for you. And, of course, we want answers. And if you're a parent, you want answers as to, well, how could this happen? What's going on here? What can we do? And there aren't any answers. So it's another one of the mysteries that they're trying to solve. Another mystery that's not medical related, but it certainly gives us a headache, is what we've been talking about all along, the fact that winter's not done yet. In the Northeast, they're going to see some pretty frigid temperatures. In the South, probably much of the same thing. Midwest, same thing, 19 to 30 degrees cooler than usual. They're even predicting weather in parts of the Northeast on Wednesday, or snow on Thursday. If it, you know, this is a couple days away, so we'll see what happens there. Duluth, Minnesota broke its record of 59 days with sub-zero lows this winter, including a record streak of 23 straight days with sub-zero lows from January 20th through February 11th. Oof. That's awful. And several cities in the Midwest have seen a top 10 coldest February based on, you know, those monthly average temperatures that they keep through February 20th, including Chicago and St. Louis and Indy and Green Bay, Wisconsin, Moline, Illinois specifically, Dubuque, Iowa. That is, that's that. What do you want? What do you prefer? Hot or cold weather? It's probably whatever the opposite of what you're in right then. Tell someone about warm weather when they're in 30 below, and you might get an interesting answer to that. What do you think they prefer? I'm going to say maybe a little sun, probably not bad, right? I don't know if this surprises anyone or not. I went on last week about Lego and how popular Lego has become. So the Lego movie, once again, is raking in the big bucks. Number one for the third straight weekend, 31.4 million this time around. Even Kevin Costner had a spy-ish movie come out, 3 Days to Kill, but didn't do any damage to the whole Legos, didn't do anything to the Lego movie, ended up second with 12.3 million. Something about Legos has really struck a nerve with a lot of people, or kids. I'm sure there are a bunch of kids that have gone to see it, but or maybe teenagers. But, boy, they are the whole animated feature thing and producing it. Lego posted the second best third weekend an animated movie has ever had, behind only, check this out, Shrek 3, which made $37 million back in 2004. That's crazy. I don't know that I would have predicted that in looking at the upcoming movies. But sure enough, Pompeii was another movie we reviewed, $10 million, so that was third. RoboCop, which, remember, the whole original RoboCop was pretty well attended, 9.4 million. And then you go from there. It drops all the way down. Like Frozen, 4.3, but Frozen has made over $300 million. That is a huge, huge moneymaker. Probably the biggest of all the animated flicks, for sure. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.